How many of you remember the adage, give a man a fish and you can feed him for a day, but teach a man to fish and you can feed him for life? No, this episode is not about fishing, and nor am I interviewing a fishing enthusiast, although I think that would be super cool, wouldn't it? We just ended season 2 of the podcast last week, and oh my gosh, what an incredible season this has been. I went all over the globe talking to amazing people chasing their wildest dreams. I started off with a super cool 16-year-old vegan food blogger, Sasha Back from Australia, then headed off to South Africa to talk to Nikki Peel, a wedding photographer and creative. I could listen to Nikki's accent all day long, and she's such a riot. I then went to Germany to chat with my sweet friend, Mita Wolf. I zipped back to Chicago to meet Megan Steffen, an incredible artist and entrepreneur, and Ari Kerjak, a brand and graphic designer. After that, I went to India to catch up with Praveen Shekhar, a veteran entrepreneur of almost 20 years. Of course, along the way to India, I stopped in London to speak to Liz Schaefer, who is a travel journal publisher, and Freya Dawson, an international editorial and documentary photographer. I also met the amazing Indian-Australian entrepreneur Upavridhi from Sydney, who has gotten numerous awards for her Ayurvedic Indian chai blends from all over the world, before making my way back home to meet some amazing local entrepreneurs here in the States. Maggie O'Reilly, who runs an ethical fashion brand, Dr. Karen Bartouche, who runs the Center of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at North Central College, and the uber-talented artist and florist, Katie Davis of Ponderosa and Thyme. And given how much I enjoy traveling, I ended the season back in England talking to two people I have dreamed of connecting for many, many years, Rachel Taylor and Jodie Daunton of Another Escape, a publication that celebrates outdoor explorations and creative lifestyle. I hope you're not feeling dizzy because, like me, you too met all these amazing people with just the press of a button to download the podcast on your phone or computer. Isn't technology simply incredible? And if you missed any of these episodes, just go back to season 2 and catch up with these incredible people and their fascinating entrepreneurial journeys. Today is a bonus episode, if you will, one that addresses a core issue that a lot of us entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs want to understand. Purpose. What is it that we are meant to do with this one crazy life that we have? And how can we do that what lights us up and keeps us craving for more? Join me as we explore purpose in business and in life on this episode of Culturally Ours.
Welcome to Culturally Ours, a show where we explore global cultural diversity in an intimate way through conversations and narratives around lifestyle, culture, food, art, and travel. Host Karthika Gupta talks to people from all over the world who have intimately experienced different cultures as a way to understand each other's worlds from the inside out, focusing on what we have in common.
I was at an event a few weeks ago, and I heard a lot of people talking about not knowing what they wanted to do in life, especially as it related to starting a business or even a career path. They wanted to do so many things and were finding it hard to choose what to pursue. I get it. I really do. I used to hate the word multi-passionate because I felt that that meant I did not know what I wanted, that I was indecisive. But I think we're all multi-passionate in some way or another. And if season 2 has taught me anything, it is that nearly everyone I spoke to all had something in common, a drive and a passion to do something that really gave them purpose. But not all of them started their journey knowing what they wanted to do. Many held on to their day jobs and freelancing gigs for several years before chasing their entrepreneurial dream full-time. Others changed direction mid-journey as priorities changed and they gained more clarity on what they wanted to do. And I don't know about you, but listening to them gave me inspiration, lit a fire in me to chase those goals and fulfill my crazy dreams. You know, those wild ideas that make life worth living. But I also understand the practical aspect of things like bills that need to be paid, food that needs to be put on the table, having talent, honing in on the skill set. So today I want to talk to you about something that we covered on the Culturally Ours blog many months ago. The Japanese concept of ikigai. It is actually one of our most popular blog posts, and I'll link to it in the show notes so you can take a look at it as well. It was published around the new year when we were all about writing down our goals and aspirations. But I think the process is really worth visiting many times through the year, especially if you are transitioning through seasons in your life. If you're looking to pivot, start a new business or a side hustle, or even switching careers. There is also a downloadable worksheet, actually, that you can use to map out your own ikigai after this episode. So you not only learn what it is, but also take action. Because we all know taking action is often the hardest part of the journey. That first step into that crazy unknown that we're not quite sure on how to proceed and what to do. Before we get into ikigai, please note that if you've ever wondered what is it you're meant to do with your time on this earth, you are not alone. A lot of us go through life and wonder what it is that we're supposed to do. What is our reason for being? Sometimes we run into a roadblock on figuring where exactly to start. We're trying to find purpose, you know, that sweet spot where life becomes more meaningful and more importantly, purposeful. This is particularly true when we want to start a business. What do we focus on? This thing that we love that keeps us awake at night? Or this other thing that we are good at? Or this completely different thing that we are so excited about but know nothing of? In Japan, the concept of finding your life's purpose or meaning is called ikigai. In Japanese culture, this translates to a reason for being, encompassing joy, a sense of purpose and meaning, and a feeling of well-being. This word is derived from its literal translation, iki meaning life and kai meaning the realization of hopes and expectations. Even in the business world in Japan, the incorporation of the elements of ikigai to an employee's position is thought to yield the highest level of employee engagement and productivity, while also fostering job satisfaction and a sense of loyalty to the organization. Doesn't that just sound like the ideal work scenario? According to the Japanese, everybody has an ikigai. An ikigai is essential, as basic to a person's reason to get up in the morning, a reason to smile, and a reason to enjoy life. You too can find your ikigai, your purpose of being, or finding your purpose by answering a few simple questions. 1. What are you good at? 2. What is it that you love? 3. What is it that the world needs? 4. What can you be paid for? I'll repeat that again. 1. What are you good at? 2. What is it that you love? 3. What is it that the world needs? And 4. What can you be paid for? To have an effective ikigai session, don't overanalyze or don't overthink these questions. Just go with your gut and jot down the answers. These answers, or your answers, are essentially tailored to help you figure out the following 4 things. The first being passion, which lies at the intersection of what you love to do and what are you good at. The second, mission, which lies at the intersection of what you love and what the world really needs. 3, profession, which lies at the intersection of what you are good at and what you can get paid to do. And the 4th, vocation, which lies at the intersection of what the world needs and what can you get paid to do. And at the intersection of all these 4 elements lies your ikigai. And if you're having a hard time visualizing this, I know I was talking about intersections and circles. Don't worry, just download the worksheet and it will all become clear. The worksheet essentially is a bunch of interconnecting and overlapping circles that converge to a center quadrant. And no, you do not have to be a geometry expert. Trust me, it is super easy to do. Give it a shot and see what answers you come up with. Again, do not overanalyze this. Go with what your gut tells you and go with what your instinct is telling you. Listen to that internal voice. This exercise is supposed to help you find your purpose, not to stress you out. Remember my earlier adage about fishing? This is where that applies. Why let somebody else tell you what to do? Map out your own path. Figure out your own way. And if changing or moving your ship is not possible at this time, that's okay too. When, and notice I didn't say if, I said when you are ready to follow your ikigai, you will know exactly what your purpose is, your reason for being. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Culturally Ours. Check out the show notes at culturallyours.com. If you've enjoyed the show, please be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with your family and friends.